We begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos daf Lamed Dalet. Begin Amen Alpha. Begin the Teis Dibim Asch. Teis begins the words of the Gemara of an Ihu Nami Hachi that he also did the same thing. Teis comes to explain a different interpretation than that of Rashi. What does it mean of an Ihu Nami Hachi? So Gemara expounded from Yaakov Binu that when a miracle happened for him, so he did something to pay back, so to speak. He, for the townspeople, he minted a new coin or a marketplace or bathhouse, and it says Reb Shimon Chai also did this. Which Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam explains, Kemo Yaakovinu. Just like Yaakovinu did something for the town, so too did Reb Shimon ben Yochai. He also did for the townspeople, Kemo Yaakovinu v'tikin milsa, and he went and he did something for the towns, meaning Rabbeinu Tam says, not like Rashi, that says that he did like Ben Zakkai, that he also planted for the legumes over there, and it was part of the procedure of the miracle. Rabbeinu Tam says, simply in that way that he did also like Yaakov Vinu, which he then was masakin something like Yaakov. Continuing next text to Maskel, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Kol Heichad Abakashi, wherever the ground was hard, Tiyar Reb Shimon Chai says that that's tarred, there's no concern about a dead person over there. Text comes to explain, how did Reb Shimon Chai actually check the place on Tumah? That is, the Gemara brought, as we mentioned, that he was Matar the Malkim, which was a tikkun for the townspeople. Wherever the ground was hard, he said there's nothing buried over there. So Tais says, "Kadisa b'need like the Gemara brings a need to prepare Kiyishud of Samaral v'Manav to tell like learn the Brisa Amr Yizim in Shul." Says Ma'ase b'Selah Shoyim Echzigim b'Tumah b'Chulah. There was a certain hard bedrock that they had presumed that there, even though it's hard ground over here, that there was a dead person buried over there, but they didn't know exactly where it is. So Amalahu, he said to them, "Shabin Chananya, Heviul Sadin and bring me sheets." Heviul they brought him. V'Sharm Mamai he soaked them in water. Uparzalav and he spread out on the ground. Malkum Tuma Lach, the place where there was Tuma, it was moist because that means it was once dug up before and something was buried over there. Malkum Tahara, the place that's pure, there was no person buried over there. Nugga was dry because the earth was hard because it was never dug up before and there was no one ever buried over there. That's why it's dry. That's exactly how Shimon Chai checked and it was Matara the Malkum. Kenex Tais Damascus begins the words of the Gemara, Likash, it's not difficult. Kambe Yeruba Techumen, Vechulu, here's by Yeruba Techumen, here's by Yeruba Chatzeris. Which comes to explain exactly what is the Gemara's answer, which is which. Which is the one that's permitted by Nashmash, and which one's not? And that is the Gemara asks the contradiction of the Mishnah. On the one hand, the Mishnah opens up that there are three things that have to be im chashecha, meaning only before it gets dark. But by chashecha, it's forbidden, and that's Erev. And then the Mishnah says one of the things that can be done by Sabik chashecha, by Nashmash, is Erev. So how do we resolve that? So the Gemara says it's not difficult. One's to my Erev Tchum, and one's to my Erev Chatzeres. So which is which? So near the Rabbi and Tam, it appears to Rabbi and Tam, Kipir Shakunjas, the way Rashi says it. The Beruvit Tchum and Machmirin. The one that we say that it has to be done before Bein Hashmash is the ratio of the Mishnah, that's by Ruvit Techumen. That's regarding what's called, they're both called Erev, but they're different halachas. One's to be able to go further on your Shabbos, where is considered your Shabbos residence. That's where we're stringent. That has to be done before Shabbos Mishum, the Islu Smachim, the Mikra. Because as Rashi says, there is an allusion to this halacha from the Pesukim, in contrast to Ruvit Chatzir, so it's only rabbinic, and therefore we're more lenient over there that you're allowed to make the Erev even by Savich HaSheicha. Chaim Pesha ben Chanan, so ben Chanan explains, v'chein yesh b'Yerushalmi, so to says Tais is brought like this in Yerushalmi, v'chein meshma b'perek mishetsu, so to it sounds like from the Gemara later on, from the Gemara in Erevin, daf mem vama m'beis. Where do we find? Because gabe hodu kam halachi debem mekel b'Erevin. The Gemara says that the halacha follows like the lenient interpretation when it comes to the laws of Erevin. Now Rav Papa Amma Itzchak, he says, it was necessary to say this halacha two times. Why? Why do you have to say halacha like is like the lenient one by Erev two times? Because Salka that you would have thought to say Hanamili, when did we say which Erevin do we go lenient? That's Eruv Chatzeros. That's combining the courtyards. That's like one Rishos Ayachid that you could carry. Al Beruv Techumen, but a different type of Erevin. That Beruv Techumen. Emel, I would say not to be lenient. Therefore, I have to say two times to say even my Beruv Techumen. But says Taisa, one thing you see is that Eruv Chatzeros is more lenient than Eruv Techumen because Eruv Techumen has a smach and a mikra, and therefore that's the one that we're more stringent in our Mishnah. That's what the Gemara's answer was. Because the Taisa explained to me, Karo Haimafar Shabbat Tam, because originally Rabbein Tam explained that actually the answer was the opposite. The Ruvi Chatzeres Chamir Tvei, that the more stringent one, the one that has to be done from before Shabbos, is the joining of the courtyards. And that's the more stringent one. Why? Because he says, the Eima Arvin El Bapas. We find the Ruvi Chatzeres, the way to make it one big Rishos Yechaz on with bread, the Mashma Perek Adalik the Gemara, over the Nerev Naf Ayin Alfam Beis explains, Ubechalain Sotum Perek Chalain, over the Nerev Pei Alfam and Aleph, whereas Alfam Beruvi Techumen, but to make Erev Techumen, Ma'arv Mechal Dava, you can make the Erev with anything, Chutz B'mayim Melch, except for salt and water. So therefore you see a Ruvi Chatzeres, the more stringent one. But says Taisus, and we see Rabbeinu Tam himself retracted, Ve'ein Nira, no, that does not seem to be the correct interpretation. Why? Because there are mayors to be related to Tchumen, their Reiser may hold that the Tchumen is biblical. Not just an illusion, it's a biblical halacha. As the Gemara brings, we call Ma'arvin there on Deflam Hema base. Vafil hachi es lebadar. And since it's still, he says, over the Perek Hadar, the Ruvah Chatzir is bepas, that still the Ruvah Chatzir has to be more stringent, only bread. It be Ruvah Tuchumin Ma'ar Mechal Dava, and Erev Tuchumin, you could make the Erev with anything. And how do we know that he holds like that? Because Le'ashkan, the Pelagrim Me'ar, Stam Mishnah Mechal Ma'ar, we don't find a major disagreement with that Stam Mishnah, that everyone holds, you can make Erev Tuchumin with anything. So wait a second, so obviously he can't say that Ruvah Chatzir is more stringent because it's specific with bread, because Reb Meir holds that Erev Tuchumin is deraisa, and still he holds it can be with anything, and Erev Chatzir, which everyone agrees is only Rabbanan, he holds it has to be with bread. So rather, Tais explains what refutes that raya that we would have thought that Erev Chatzir is the most stringent. But time in the Mekila B'Tchumen to Leiboye Pas, the only reason why we're lenient by Erev Tchumen that doesn't need bread, you're right, it shouldn't be less than the rabbinic law which requires Erev Chatzir with bread. So why does Erev Tchumen not require bread? That's Meshum de Eima Arvin Eladar Mitzah. That's because the Gemara and Erev explains Erev Tchumen is only for a mitzvah purpose. So the Chacham were concerned that if we require you to make an Erev with bread, that somebody's not going to have bread, and you're not going to make the Erev, and therefore that mitzvah that you're going to fulfill is going to be nullified. That's why they permitted you to make the Erev with anything, but not because it's any less, and therefore we remain with Rashi interpretation that the more stringent one is Erev Tchumen, and that's the one that's to be done from before Shabbos, the one that can be done by Nashmashes is a Erev Chatzeres. Begins the words of Gemara Nechalei Ruvim Mechashecha, that the Erev was eaten when it was already dark. Which Tais come to explain, is that really specific? The Gemara said that we're leaning by laws of Erevin, where even if, let's say, two people told one person to make an Erevin for them, and one person made an Erev before Shabbos, but it was eaten by Benesh Mashas, the other one, the Erev was made Benesh Mashas, but it was eaten when it was already dark. So it says the Gemara, oh, we're lenient by both of them. The one that went and made it by daytime and was eaten by Ben Ishmash, we say, oh, that was already nighttime. The one that put it in by Ben Ishmash, we say, oh, that was still daytime, and therefore both of them are going to be valid. Now, regarding the one that we said that his Erev was eaten, that his Erev was put there by Ben Ishmash and eaten when it was already dark, Tais says, love Davka. It's not specifically that it was eaten. It's only keeping the symmetry of the other case where that was specific to say the leniency that his was eaten by Ben Ishmash, because if it wasn't Loinecha, the same thing would apply even if it wasn't eaten when it was already dark. It would still be the primary chiddush, which it was regarding the placing of the Erev by Ben Ishmash, to say that it was considered still daytime. That's the primary halacha that doesn't make a difference if it's eaten at nighttime, because we don't care what happens to the Erev once already Shabbos started. It's just saying the same wording as it said regarding the first guy, but it really doesn't make a difference. It begins the words of the Gemara, Shneim Kanu Erev. They were lenient, we say both of them have acquired their Erev, which Tais comes to explain, is it like Rashi says, a Ruvah Tchumen, or is it a Ruvah Chatzeres? That is, Rabbi said this halacha that we said that we're lenient regarding both of them, that we say, Ben Ishmashas, for one's going to be day, one's going to be nighttime. Perish Bekodesh, Rashi explains, the Rava Ayrbe a Ruvah Tchumen. What lenience is he talking about? He's regarding the Erev Tchumen, regarding making, extending your Shabbos boundary 2,000 amas further. And the Chemash Meloshon Tzeba Arab, the terminology of go out that they told them to go out and make the Erev, sounds like Erev Tchumen, which is that you have to go out to the end of the Tchumen and make and put the food down over there and make the Erev Tchumen. But Tais bothered, Vavbi the Savich HaShecha. Now, although regarding a doubtful if it's dark or not, we explained just before in the Halacha of the Mishnah that that's the one that we're most stringent. We say, Ema Arvin Erev Tchumen, that you cannot make Erev Tchumen by Savich HaShecha. So you see that we are stringent by a doubt by Erev Tchumen. That Tais explains for Rashi, Hanimid L'Katchila, that's only initially. But yeah, but kosher, but that's what Rashi holds, but after the fact it's going to be valid. As Rashi himself explains, Kirib Gesi, Doma that he says in Erev and Daflam Heim and Alam, Savik Erev kosher, a doubtful Erev is going to be valid, and here since it's doubtful, it's going to be kosher, even by Ruvah Tchumen. But of course, the Rashba finds it difficult. How could you be lenient by both of them because of Savik Erev being kosher, but the Rabbi Yasi Lesley, Rabbi Yasi himself does not hold to this halach of Savik Erev kosher, as brought Hossam over there, Gabi Nafalo of Gal. If let's say a pile of rubble falls onto the Erev and it's not fit to be eaten, or a Nisra for it gets burned, or a Truma of a Nitmor for its Truma and it became Tummy, where these are all cases where it's not fit to be eaten, and now it's a doubt, when did it happen? Before it got dark, and therefore the Erev is not acquired, because you have to be able to eat it when Shabbos starts, or after it was dark, and therefore the Erev was acquiring. Where we don't say over there, Savik Erev Kasher, Rabbi Yisi does not hold because of its doubtful Erev is going to be Kasher. Elam Shem Chazak, it's only because of the presumption of the Erev, which we know at one point before it got dark that it was around, so it remains with the Chazakah that it was kosher. Ketanya has a head like the Bryce explicitly says over the Nevelam of Amanal. Ketzer, Rabbi Yisi, Savik Erev Kasher, Bechulu. What is this case of Rabbi Yisi that says if it's doubtful Erev is going to be Kasher? That's because of the Chazakah of Basavik Hachba, when it's just a bona fide doubt, where you never had a chazaka, like Shanicha Ben Ishmash, you place it Ben Ishmashes, or Yinecha Ben Ishmash, each Ben Ishmash, Loimach, does not hold it valid because there's no chazaka when it was placed or that it was around Ben Ishmashes. So how can you say that this halacha is based on that principle of Savik Erev Kasha, that's only when you have a chazaka? Here you don't have that. So therefore, Mefarash Ben Tam, he disagrees, he says a different interpretation. The Hachi Mayri Beiru Vechatzeres. Here we're talking about a different Erev. Talking about the Erev of joining up the courtyards. V'chein Pirish Rebein Nechananel, v'chein Muchich B'Seif Hadar. It's also obvious over there in Erev and Dav Ayin Vam El Av, where it brings this Halach of Rava, of our Sugya, there in the context of Eruv Vechatzeres. I would say, what's with the wording say that we said sounds like Eruv Techumen? Says Tesha Ashkechanami, we also find the Lav Chutz Leir Kama. It doesn't mean necessarily going out of the city. Kama, like we find the Gemar Ba Metzid Pegimel Av, Tzei V'Sachalon Pa'alm, go out and hire for us work. It doesn't mean literally go out. It's just a terminology, it's a frame, a figure of speech, and therefore it could be talking about Eruv Chatzeres, or even if you're going out, you're going from house to house, Eruv Chatzeres doesn't necessarily mean going out of the city for Eruv Techumen, and therefore, because of the question, he disagrees, he says the leniency here that we said for both of them, it's going to be valid, is talking about specifically regarding Eruv Chatzeres.